I'm Anthony Wright, and I'm your host today on Attunement. And my guest today is Brandon Bays.
In my healing journey, I uncovered a means for everyday people from all walks of life, and in my case, for myself, to open into the infinite intelligence of your own self, into the part of you that makes your heart beat and your eyes shut and your hair grow, into the boundless presence of your own soul. And it's from that level to turn the flashlight on and uncover these old repressed cell memories, the old consciousness, and to go through a process of clearing, releasing, so that the body and the being can go about its own process of healing.
Brandon Bays is the international best-selling author of The Journey. She travels all over the world, conducting seminars and speaking engagements on the journey, sharing her teachings of healing and awakening to thousands of people each year. She pioneered her transformative work through her own experience of healing naturally from a large tumor. She currently resides in the United Kingdom. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you. I'm delighted to have this show with you.
And Brandon, you has written several books. One of them is called The Journey, and the one that we're going to talk about also today is Freedom is Liberating Your Boundless Potential. But I understand that you wrote The Journey as a result of a healing process that you underwent naturally from a large tumor.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, Anthony, it was so totally unexpected. I'd been in the alternative health field and certified in so many different areas. And at the age of 39 years old, I ended up being diagnosed with a basketball-sized tumor. And it really sent me reeling. And it was a huge wake-up call for me. And obviously, I ended up with a surgeon, and she wanted to immediately take the tumor out because it was crushing my organs. And I said, listen, can you buy me some time? Can you give me some time to at least try to heal it naturally? And I said to her, truthfully, I don't even know if anything I'll do will work because I'm already living and breathing and doing everything I believe in. I'm 100% vegetarian. I work out every day. I moved from New York City to Malibu, so I'm breathing the fresh sea air. And more important than that, I have a job I feel blessed to be in. I teach thousands of people how to create vibrant health. And so I'm a presenter with Tony Robbins. And
a presenter with Tony Robbins.
Yes, and I was giving the Living Health Program.
Okay.
And not only that, I had been married for 19 years at that point and felt deeply fulfilled in my marriage and blessed with my kids. And you know, you always hear that you get sick because of stress. But I didn't feel stressed. I felt like I was at a peak in my life.
And particularly because Tony Robbins has got his whole program has wonderful tools.
Yeah, and where I was focused in was what creates vibrant health. And I felt vibrantly healthy. I felt alive. I felt grateful to be alive and joyous.
But you got a surprise.
I got a big surprise. And I'm not proud of it, Anthony, but even though I was therapist and also certified in so many areas. Yeah, I had been certified in that, in kinesiology and herbology, iridology, and so acupressure. I had a free of charge healing center in New York before I moved to California. And so when this tumor happened, I realized it was an invitation to go much deeper than any of the work that I'd done up until that point. And I was a living, breathing model of it, and I still got ill. And, you know, it was, I'm sure many of your listeners have seen the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And the science for that movie was actually out at the time when I had the tumor 15 years ago. And what was unequivocally established by science is that when you feel a strong emotion and you repress it, it releases a quantifiable biochemistry into our bloodstream, which will go to certain cell receptors and block them, rendering the cells incapable of communicating with the rest of the cells in the body. And if over time disease is going to happen, then there's a likelihood or propensity for it to happen in the part of the body where the cells are blocked. And so I knew that part of my healing journey would lay in uncovering what was stored inside those blocked cells. And the doctor said she thought that the tumor might have been with me for a very long time, but it only started becoming visible recently, and then the cells started growing exponentially very quickly towards the end. And so I did manage to get, she said if I could get the bleeding to stop in 3 days' time, then she would give me a month to give it my best shot. And if in a month's time it wasn't significantly healed, then I'd let her do what she knew how to do, which was take it out. And so, you know, you might think with all my background in health and healing that I would have taken that with some level of equanimity. But when I got that prognosis, I can tell you honestly that I was terrified, terrified for my life and also terrified because I didn't know where to turn. And I can tell you something, you can know all the science of the planet, but unless someone gives you a method, it's nothing more than a pretty bunch of words and a lot of inspiration. And so part of the gift of that for me, Anthony, was in my healing journey, I uncovered a means for everyday people from all walks of life, and in my case, for myself, to open into the infinite intelligence of your own self, into the part of you that makes your heart beat and your eyes shine and your hair grow, into the boundless presence of your own soul. And it's from that level to turn the flashlight on and uncover these old repressed cell memories, the old consciousness, and to go through a process of clearing, releasing, so that the body and the being can go about its own process of healing. And that was the gift of that. So originally, the original journey work from the original book is you go on the journey with me, and you really go through some of the despair I went through and some of the revelations that occurred, and also through the actual process that I underwent. And in the back of the book, then, it gives you the tools. And a lot of fellow authors say to me, Brandon, what are you nuts? You give your work away in your books. And I always say, well, what about the man in China or the kid in South Africa? You know, everyone, I feel like we're at a time in history where we're ready to begin working at this level with ourselves. And it's a real invitation to kind of learn what your soul is here to teach you and get in touch with your own truth and your own answers and go on your own healing path. And it can be done alongside of whatever path you're on. You know, if you've chosen a medical path, and you know, there are hospitals all around the world using journey work and medical doctors trained and certified in my year-long training. And they use this work right alongside of their own work, as well as, you know, alternative people using it. And
so what tools, so you had a lot of tools before you began to discover this, but what was the discovery process like for you?
Truthfully, I was falling into the unknown because I was 3 weeks into my healing journey. And at that time, I did everything that I could think of.
Well, and you had a lot of background in a lot of different disciplines.
Yes, absolutely. And so I went on to 100% fresh and raw fruits and vegetables. I was juicing, cleansing, herbs. I was doing homeopathics. I was doing emotional release work, NLP. I was doing medical hypnosis. I was doing clonics, massages, body work, you name it, I was doing it. And 3 weeks in my healing journey, I was looking vibrantly healthy, but I still, my stomach was as hard as a rock, and I looked 5 months pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew that in a week and a half's time, I was going to have to go back and let a surgeon do something that didn't feel right for me. And I was feeling terrified and also was aware that with all my knowledge in the field, that I'd failed. And so what happened was I was in Malibu at that time, and I flew up here to Berkeley. And I went to a massage therapist, and a friend had recommended, an oncologist friend of mine, who subsequently written a book called Journey Through Cancer. And he said, you know, I know this fabulous massage therapist up here. And he said, why don't you go to her? And while I was getting a massage, it was like my whole world came crashing in on me. And I just fell into a huge despair and a feeling like, God, I've just spent 20 years of my life learning, teaching, living all these principles, and I still got ill, and nothing I've done has worked. And I just fell into this despair, and something inside of me just gave up. I just I just gave up altogether. And as I opened into that despair, I fell into this just not knowing anything anymore. Not knowing what questions to ask, not knowing where to look, who to turn to. And as I just finally stopped fighting, I stopped struggling, striving, trying to fix it, make it happen, trying to do anything. I just finally gave up and realized, I don't know anything. And when I fell into that feeling of just total unknown, I opened into a bath of peace that was in the room. I just let go, and I just finally fell into like an innocence, just a not knowing anything anymore. And it was like a palpable presence of stillness just surrounding me. And as I just lay there, I heard myself pray a little prayer. And the simple prayer was, it was child's prayer, was please, somehow let me be guided to uncover what's stored inside that tumor and to finally learn what my soul's trying to teach me through this whole wake-up call and finally release what's there and heal. And the prayer was released, and I didn't expect an answer. I just lay there, just in innocence, really. And at a most unexpected time, I was guided inside that tumor, and I did uncover spontaneously the memory that was stored there. And when I uncovered that memory, of course, my therapist thinking mind that knows everything about my life and all the healing work I've done is that it can't be this memory. It's a memory of violence and childhood abuse. And God knows I'd done years of clearing work and therapy and psychotherapy. And yes, in obviously, I'd gotten to a place where my thinking mind was saying, Brandon, you've so handled it. You've come to a place of compassion and understanding. And it was like my mind was saying, you've handled it. But my body and my soul were saying, well, you may think you've handled it, but you haven't really. And I thought, okay, well, what have I got to lose? I don't even believe this is the right memory, but if it is, why don't I go through a process of release like what I've been trained to do? And at the end of the process, I asked the peace, the stillness that was still in the room, am I complete? And the simple word, no, arose. And again, I just fell into despair and thought, you know what? I don't even know what questions to ask anymore. And something inside of me let go. And again, I just found myself resting in this bath of stillness, of peace. And again, I heard another prayer birth itself. And it was simply, okay, I don't know if this is the right memory, but if it is, how do I complete? And again, it just went out. And I didn't expect an answer. And some moments later, unexpectedly, the simple word, forgiveness, arose. And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose by forgiving. But I realized there's a quantum leap between acceptance and forgiveness. Because what had happened, Antony, and I'm not proud of this, is I had created a whole identity as a therapist on how I had come to this noble place of acceptance, of understanding, of feeling kind towards the situation. And I had to step down off my own pedestal, my own self-made pedestal, and face my own pride down. And in forgiving, I had to finally be willing to face down that for 30 years I'd been carrying 30 years of blame.
30 years of blame.
Yeah.
My goodness. We're going to have to stop for a quick break here. I'm Anthony Wright, and I'm here with my guest, Brandon Bays. And how can people contact you, Brandon?
They can get on the website, thejourney.com, and they can find out more from there.
And we'll be right back. I'm Anthony Wright, and I'm your host today on Attunement, and we're talking with my guest, Brandon Bays. And Brandon has written two books, one of them called The Journey, and the new one is called Freedom is Liberating Your Boundless Potential. And Brandon, before the break, you were telling us about how you had been carrying 30 years of guilt
and
around.
Blame.
And
yeah.
Blame. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
30
no,
years of blame.
Yes.
About an old childhood memory.
Yes.
And it had manifested, you thought, and how it was indicated, is it had manifested as a large tumor.
Yes.
So.
And so it was, but I found out that in forgiveness, what for me the key for my own healing process was, is I finally let go of my entire story of blame. Around that incident of childhood abuse. And when I opened my heart to completely and unconditionally forgive, it was then I realized that the tumor had never been clinging to me, that I'd been clinging to it. And I also realized that 30 years of blame was finally over. And somehow in forgiving, we often think that we are forgiving someone else for their sake. But when we forgive unconditionally, I mean completely, and we just say, no holds barred, I forgive utterly, that's when we release our entire story. That's when we let it go and we finally, okay, I'm in a place of neutrality. I'm not saying that I condone what happened, but I am forgiving utterly. And it was when I released the consciousness. And, you know, we were talking about cellular healing earlier. And what science has found is that what happens with our cells is these old cell memories get trapped in sort of our cells, that when we feel a strong emotion, we repress it, it then releases that chemistry I spoke about, which will go to those certain cell receptors and it will block them. And these old emotional patterns, these old, the words, the memories, the consciousness get stored inside that cell. And before the degenerative cell dies, it passes on its consciousness and cell memory to the next cell generation. So the next cell generation.
Candace Pert talks about this.
Exactly. This is exactly what Dr. Candace Pert talks about, is that before before that previous cell dies, it passes on its programming to the next cell generation. So the next cell is born as an exact replica. And what successful survivors from serious illness have in common is was through some act of grace or spontaneous event, if they healed naturally without drugs or surgery, is that they spontaneously got access to the infinite intelligence. And if they did that, and also through that, then were able to get access to the exact consciousness that was stored in the cell, if they could then go through a process of somehow releasing it and letting it go, then that consciousness was not passed on to the next cell generation. So the next cell generation is then born devoid, without that old degenerative pattern in it. And I knew that science before coming into my own journey, but because no one had given us a method, part of the gift and the blessing, and I believe it is from grace, this step-by-step guide to go on a journey internally and find what's stored inside yourself and clear it so that that consciousness is not passed on to the next cell generation and the body can go about its own process of healing naturally.
Yeah, Bruce Lipton also talks about
this. Yes, absolutely. And so even though I had understood that principle, I didn't know how to do it. And that was the particular gift that life, that grace gave to me. And I don't feel it is for me. I feel more a guardian of the work, that it was my dharma, if you will, my purpose in life to pass this grace-filled work onto everyone. and to give everyone the tools to open into their infinite potential and to clear whatever emotional blocks that they have so as to liberate the real presence of love, of health, of joy, of talent, creativity. And so now this work is, it's been so moving to me to see it just sweep the globe, and it's being used by medical doctors, and we have 232 schools in South Africa where the Ministry for Education approached our organization. We have something called Journey Outreach, where we reach out to people who could never afford this kind of teaching. And we take it into tribal communities, and we take it into kids who have been abused, who are on drugs to help get them off the streets. And the Ministry for Education in South Africa asked us if we would take it into the schools, because they did a year set of case studies using the journey work. And they found that children that got the journey work were averaging 91% to 93% pass rate, and those that did not were averaging 67% pass rate. Now, they were all learning, these eight-year-olds were all learning the same ABCs. But when you clear the shutdowns, the way they've been bullied, clear out the ways that they feel removed or like they don't fit in, when you clear out the times that they may have been abused and release the stored pain that young children have already started storing, then the natural potential that's already there, their intelligence, their joy, their intellect can shine. And so it's the second book I wrote was liberating, it was called The Journey for Kids, Liberating Your Kids' Shining Potential. And there, it's all born from the work that's going on around the world in school systems, where they're using this to clear out the things that block, to clear out attention deficit disorder, dyslexia, and all the kinds of things that happen to our children, and to really liberate the joy. And so I always use the children as an example, because certainly if children can do this, certainly so can we. And
so the process of journey work is it a guided meditation process?
It's process work that is what I would call guided introspection.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a more accurate way of describing it, where it gives you step-by-step tools to literally guide you through your emotions down into a boundless presence of stillness inside, to the presence of peace within yourself. And it's from that essential self, from your own essence, that you really kind of turn the flashlight on and you get real. And you uncover what's the root cause of what's been going on at a surface level. So let's say someone has depression.
You had a wonderful track on what was going on the surface with all your training from before.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And yet it wasn't until you actually went down to that deep level.
Yes, that I uncovered things that were stored there, mm-hmm. and that were being passed on since I was 8 years old at an unconscious level, being passed on. And So the
steps are to go to an introspection.
It's a guided introspection through the emotional layers inside of you, deep into your own essence. And then it's from that level to uncover these old cell memories. You'll go to actual parts of the body where you'll find the actual memories that are stored there. So, for instance, I just broke my ankle 7 weeks ago in South Africa. I was doing some outreach work there. And I stepped off a platform. It's even though we are autumn here, it's spring there.
Yes.
They're going into winter, really. And it's nighttime. And so it was 7 weeks ago, and it was nighttime, and they don't light things the way they should, and they don't have the same laws that we do. And two ladies called me, and I waved to them, and I stepped out to greet them, and I stepped into air.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I hit the ground, I heard the big two cracks. And thankfully, I had several surgeons who were going through my practitioner's program and called one over. And she said, well, you fractured your ankle. And I said to her, you know, I'd like to go down to the seminar hall. You know, we've put out a lot of prayers and meditation there, and there's a beautiful energy. And I'd like to at least to welcome all the practitioners into the program before you're going to need to take me to the hospital. I said, I promise you, when it gets too, the pain gets too much, I'll let you take me back up to Johannesburg to the hospital, and of course we'll have to get this set. And it was such a beautiful thing, because I trusted in the body's intelligence. There's a huge, powerful presence of healing force inside everyone. And I welcomed everyone to their first evening of the of this eight-day program I was giving. And we ended up praying and meditating, and the most amazing thing happened. It was uncanny. It was a little bit eerie for me. I had my leg stretched out, and of course I wouldn't move it because there was a lot of pain there. And while we were meditating, I felt the bones actually starting to move, and almost like they were shifting. And I thought, whoa, what's happening here? And we went up to the hospital, but it was an hour and a half drive up. And so I thought, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to do a journey process and in the car. So I go inside my ankle in the journey process, and I go back to a memory from about 17 years ago where I had sprained both ankles and torn the ligaments. And at that time, Anthony, I had lost my job as a result of spraining my ankles. And it's a long story, but a woman had come to me in my organization, and she had said quite plainly to me, I'm going to have your job. And so she made sure that she got it. And so it was an unstable time for me, Anthony, because there was a three-month period while my ankles were healing where I was feeling very betrayed by people that I consider to be good friends. I can tend to be very trusting of people, and I just didn't want to believe that this could happen. And I also obviously had lost my job, so life was very uncertain. And all of that consciousness was stored in the ankle. All of that all the feeling betrayed, feeling unstable, having lost my job, it was stored in my ankle. And here in breaking it, for the first time, even though I get a journey process once a week, because I sure as heck am sure there's more than one issue stored here, and I feel it's a privilege to clear anything that might obscure you. I don't ever want to be so arrogant to think I've got it all handled. I know there's a lot stored.
Well, the tumor was a major teaching about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I uncovered this memory, and I went through a process of releasing the pain and forgiving. When I got to the hospital, I had the x-rays, and the orthopedic surgeon came out, and he said to me, well, Brandon, it's quite extraordinary. You have a spiral fracture, a vertical fracture, a horizontal fracture, a triangle fracture, and a fragmented piece that's fragmented itself off. But amazingly, everything's perfectly lined up. And 3 days later, when I came back, having done another journey process, I went to a different hospital to have the cast put on because it was too swollen the first night. They had to put a soft cast on the first night. 3 days later, I went there. Surgeon came with me, had another x-ray done, and the radiologist came out, said to the surgeon, she said, oh, you're bringing a patient that has an old injury. And my surgeon said, no, this isn't an old injury. This happened 3.5 days ago. And in that amount of time, my bones had begun knitting so beautifully that it looked like an old injury. And the body is capable of healing very quickly when you clear out the old patterns, emotional patterns that are stored in there. And so that's what the original work kind of gives you in a very kind of step-by-step way, the ability to do. And so now I have the work over the last 11 years has hugely deepened and has obviously expanded. And I wanted to write a book for people from all walks of life that could give you in every chapter practical, pragmatic means to open into the wisdom inside yourself, find your own answers, clear your own issues, and find a greater sense of peace and connection to the freedom that naturally is who you are. And so I wrote Freedom Is because it already is. All that the journey does, it can't give you anything. It's not a process of addition. It's more a process of subtraction. When you clear the blocks, the veils, the lies, the limitations, then the natural freedom of your own soul, of your being, is revealed. And so that's what the new book's all about.
Oh, that's fascinating. We're going to have to take a short break, and we'll be right back. I'm Anthony Wright. I'm your host today on Attunement, and my guest is Brandon Bays. And Brandon, how can people get a hold of you?
On www.attunement.com. thejourney.com. And we do have American offices, so they can also call the phone number there.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we'll be right back. I'm Anthony Wright. I'm your host today on Attunement, and I am here with my guest Brandon Bays, who has written a book called The Journey, and then also another book called Freedom is Liberating Your Boundless Potential. Welcome back, Brandon.
Thank you.
So, you've just been speaking to us about a really remarkable healing process done by a process of introspection.
Yes.
But the thing that also caught my attention as you were speaking is that you were talking about a number of medical professionals that find utility in your work.
Yeah, it's been very moving that right now, besides the medical field, that is beginning to recognize that there's an emotional corollary to what can happen inside the body, is they're beginning to welcome this kind of work alongside of their own practice. So, for instance, I had a diving accident in Byron Bay, Australia, where we have offices in Byron Bay, and rushed to the hospital. And I was on the gurney, on the cart that they bring you in, and I had an oxygen mask on my face. And the medical doctor, who was wheeling me as fast as he could down the hallway, he looked at my face, into my eyes. He said, "Oh, my God, you're Brandon Bays." And I said, "Well, yes, I am." And he said, "I just want you to know, I have a private practice, and in my private practice, I keep stacks of your books." And he said, if a woman comes to me and she's constantly having migraines, or she's constantly coming in with the same colds, he says, or if a man's coming in and he constantly has some issue, some health issue, he says, "I got to figure something's going on at home." He said, "Not everything can be fixed with a pill." And so I don't tell them what to do. I say, "Read this book. If the book appeals to you, do the process in the back and see if you get some relief with your headaches, with your allergies, with your eczema. See if that supports you. I can give you some creams for it. I can give you pills for your headache. But there may be also another reason, and that your own soul is trying to reach you. And sometimes it does it by giving us physical wake-up calls." And so I thanked the doctor, and I was glad to hear that he was perfectly fine going about. And so his own practice, and also recommending, hey, there may be a deeper thing going on here than you know. And sometimes when an illness comes, it really is an invitation for us to stop and begin the internal journey and start learning why we're here, who we are, what is life trying to teach us, what is my soul trying, what are the gifts and the teachings my own inner being is trying to give me. And so it's a gentle invitation into yourself. And the new book, Freedom is not just cellular healing based or awakening based. The journey workers are known for giving you tools to awaken to the essential enlightened awareness of your own being. And the Freedom is just everyday work to do, where you'll read inspiring stories. And
you've
then
got wonderful stories in here.
Oh, thank you. And they will take you through a little process then, following it, which will help alleviate some stress or some contraction going on in your life, and give you a greater sense of peace and well-being. And you can carry that presence of peace into your work life and your home life. And it's kind of, how can I say this? It's practical work that anybody can do. And my prayer was with this book to create a companion that on a daily basis you could put it next to you before you go to bed, read a few pages, let yourself be carried into some quietness inside, some forgiveness process, some healing process, perhaps opening into a bath of gratitude, or experiencing areas of your life that you're feeling needy or needing love from someone, and how to let go of that need and open into a more universal love that is embracing you. And so I really just wanted people to have tools that have been uncovered through doing tens of thousands of processes with people, to give them away to you so you can live in your life and find your own answers. And I really do believe, Anthony, that people, I don't believe anyone else can tell you what your healing path is. I really believe that part of healing is you discover your own wisdom inside. You find your own answers. You part of the healing path is doing your own release work and your own forgiveness work. And so I really invite people to not just read the book, but to experience the work, to let it be an experiential living teaching. And if you feel called to go then to the workshops that are held here in America. Now, I only teach the advanced level ones because I'm on tour 44 out of 52 weeks in a year, traveling from all over Europe to America to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. So there's only so much me to go around. And the original work is being taught by a journey presenter named Skip Lackey. And you can find more about it on the website. But if you're longing to really roll up your sleeves and say, okay, I don't want to wait for life to give me a wake-up call. I'd rather use this interview as an invitation to get in touch with myself and to really go on my own journey. I really recommend there's bound to be a journey intensive happening in your area. Go to that. Or I'm going to be coming back in the spring. I may be giving some Freedom Is 3-hour evening workshops, possibly in California. I don't know that yet, but possibly that. But to really use this interview as an invitation to say, okay, I don't want to be like Brandon. Brandon was in denial about what was going on with her. I want to create my own wake-up call so that I can really learn to have a love affair with this truth inside, with the beauty.
With this body that we inhabit, with the experience that we have going out in the natural world.
Yeah, and also to feel the joy of life, the juice, the sheer beauty of being a human being and living fully as a human being in this existence from the freedom of your being.
Mm-hmm. You have a number of steps, and I don't mean to be obtuse, I guess, about this, but how, when one goes inside with a participative process, how do you know where to go?
You know,
and how to address that? Is it in the same way that you did with the tumor or with the ankle? Or can you do this in a preemptive sort of way?
Well, in the Freedom Is book, it actually has the words where you can put the process on a tape. You can tape it or you can do it with a friend. And they can read the process to you, or you can get the companion CDs. And you can listen to my voice. And what will happen is gently and quietly, I will begin saying the words that will cause you just to relax, to open into yourself. And you kind of let your mind fall by side of you, to the side of you, and you open into a deeper sense of peace within. And then from there, from that place of your own essence, you turn the flashlight on. And again, the process work, the words themselves, guide you without doing the work for you to ask the questions that will elicit a deeper answer. And also guide you to release what's stored there, guide you to come to a place of understanding, of forgiveness, and a sense of well-being. And so it's participatory insofar as the words of the process work guide you, but you then get to respond from your own self, because the journey never tells you anything. It asks questions that guides you to expose answers from a deeper place from within yourself.
In the first chapter of Freedom, you talk about effortless being.
Yes.
And that was tell us about effortless being.
Okay. Well, I chose effortless being as the first chapter of Freedom is because I found that it's the one fragrance, or one quality, if you like to call it that, that pervades all of grace, that in order to open into this peace inside, this stillness, it will have been an effortless experience that brought you there. As a matter of fact, the more you struggle, strive, fight, try to make it happen, force your will, you push away the very experience of freedom that you're longing for. But it's when you stop and you let go and you just open and relax, and you relax your body, you relax your mind, and you let your being just softly open, then the peace that you're seeking is revealed to be already here. That's why it's called Freedom Is, because it already exists here. is just a matter of relaxing and opening into it. And thankfully, as you know from the first page, you're guided not just from a inspiring story, but you're guided into an immediate process that carries you right effortlessly, easily, in a very relaxed way, into the stillness in the core of your being.
It surprised me. I found that I was in that before I knew it, actually.
That's what my prayer is that it's a living book, that it's actually you get the experience of it, not the intellectual understanding of
in
it.
So many of this kind of work, so much of this work, it gets kind of woo-woo, but this is really pragmatic, consciousness-shifting awareness. The next chapter is Everything is on Loan, and I that was just a wonderful chapter. Can you tell us about
non-attachment? Yes, is that I've also found that this freedom in and of itself, even though we're blessed by the beautiful people in our life, we're blessed with the homes that we have, the cars that we have, that there is a way that when you are resting in a bath of non-attachment, that you really feel the joy, the resonance of gratitude for the gifts and blessings that come through your life, and that, as you so sweetly put it, everything is on loan, that everything that we have, you know, we tend to grasp tightly.
Even our identity.
Identity, yes.
We grasp
tightly to everything. We cling to it in the belief that it's going to give us some sense of self, that our cars make us who we are, our houses make us who we are, our jobs make us who we are, our backgrounds make us who we are. And in that chapter, we're guided through beautiful story as well as process work, how to open up your being to realize that who you are is already free, and that instead these beautiful gifts that come through our life stream, the people, the houses, the cars, they're really on loan from grace. They are a gift from grace, and they're yours to cherish and be blessed by, to honor and respect and feel graced by for the time that you have them. But the truth is, people, they come and go in the life stream, mm-hmm. and houses come and go, and life streams come and go, and lifestyles come and go.
And yet grace endures.
Yes, there is this presence of your own infinite self that remains.
And we have to take a short break. I'm Anthony Wright. I'm your host today on Attunement, and my guest is Brandon Bays. And how can people get a hold of you, Brandon?
On www.thejourney.com.
Wonderful. We'll be right back after a short break. I'm Anthony Wright, and I'm your host today on Attunement, and we're talking with my guest Brandon Bays, who has written more than two books, actually, from what I'm understanding now. One of them is The Journey, and her new book is Freedom Is, Liberating Your Boundless Potential. And before the break, Brandon, you were talking about non-attachment, about everything is on loan. I wanted to come next to being in the present moment.
Yes.
That grace does the doing through you.
Yes, yes.
Talk to us about being in the present moment.
Well, one of the things that I've uncovered, this freedom, it's exposed, the peace inside is exposed when you bring all of your awareness just to this now, just to this moment. That when you release thought of past and not indulge in fantasies of what the future is, that allows you just to rivet the attention right into this moment. And when you bring your awareness to just what's here right now, to whatever your task is at hand, you could be washing the dishes. Well, then give all of your attention and your awareness to washing the dishes. Or you could be doing your taxes. And you know how we always struggle so much? You know, we're looking at our tax form and we're already thinking, God, there were all these figures on the previous page. And oh my God, what's going to happen when I take and carry all these figures onto the next page? And because of that, our mind is focused on the past, it's focused on the future, and the whole thing gets very stressful. And if you instead decide to choose freedom, to choose bringing your attention to just the very thing that's in front of you, that 564 minus 222 equals this, your whole mind just winds down and comes to rest. And you find that life happens more easily, more effortlessly, more freely, and gets done much faster. Actually, what slows us down and creates stress is focusing on what has happened in the past or imagining the worst of what could happen in the future. However, if you bring all of your awareness to just hear what's here now, you'll find that you can rest, actually, each moment. And then the next moment come, and you're at peace and you're resting in that moment. And then the next moment comes, and you're resting. And yes, a lot of activity can happen in that, but your awareness is just focused right here, right now.
It brings us back, actually, to the effortless being.
Yes, it does. It does, absolutely.
Another of your chapters is honor and reverence, and that I wrote down in my notes, blessing blesses. To be blessing of others blesses you yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I found that very often when we take things for granted in our life, when, you know, here we've been blessed with, you know, a beautiful home, we have, you know, couches, furniture, we have all kinds of clothing that we've been given, and yet we're on to the next thing. We don't think about that, and we lose our sense of honoring and reverence for life. And often when that happens, the things we have gotten casual about will leave us, and relationships will start falling away, and suddenly a job that you're not giving your love and respect to will fall away, and suddenly the house that you took for granted that you live in, you haven't got the funds to support yourself being there. And living a life in freedom, to me, means living in honoring and with deep reverence for everything that that life has provided for you. I mean, one of the greatest gifts of the tumor was I found a gratitude that I feel for just being allowed to breathe, to smell, to see with these eyes. The tiniest things can just evoke a sense of the awe and wonder of the magic of life. And in the beginning, I think that when we actively choose to take a few moments to honor and revere what we do have, to express our gratitude for it, it brings us back into the awe and the magic of life. And for instance, my husband, he's just come back from Australia. He's on a world tour, concurrent with my own. He teaches 44 out of 52 weeks in a year, and we often are a bit like ships in the night, where he's in Australia, I'm here in America. He's now in England now, which I'll finally be coming back to seeing him after 9 weeks of separation. And, you know, we have our times on the phone. And inevitably, we may only have 15 minutes together in a day where we get a chance to connect. And yet I realize that he's one of the great blessings of my life. And I feel privileged to be able to share a life in truth and to serve humanity with a man of great depth and love as this man that I'm blessed to be married to. And so there's time that's always spent on the phone, not because we have a formula to do so, but just because we can't stop ourselves of honoring and expressing reverence for one another. And I tell you something, there's something that happens when you honor something that's dear to you. It makes it fresh and alive. And it brings a life to it. And it can enliven relationships. It can make you feel like you're lucky, even if it's the most humble home that you live in. It can make your job feel like, wow, I have a job. And you have to understand, I work with people in Africa, where I go into 3 million person ghettos, where some of the children who have been orphaned to their parents dying of AIDS are living in cardboard boxes. And they have so much joy for life, so much gratitude. You know, when I go to these 500 kids that we're working with right now, and we bring in balloons, many of them have never even seen a balloon, and they scream for joy. Scream for gratitude for the delight of seeing that they can toss a balloon and it goes into the air and the colors and the, and they just, it's just so much joy and there's so much honoring and reverence, though they have so little, so little.
But they have love.
They have love and they are my teachers. And I always go thinking I'm going to serve them and they serve me. And so, you know, this book is a very pragmatic book. It's just really an invitation to you to get in touch with the essential, to remember what you're grateful for, to find the true love, not need, but real love, to discover the enlightened awareness that is what your own essence is, which is what you came in as, and to really clear whatever's been holding you back. All of us have put lampshade over our lights. And it's really an invitation to take the lampshade off and to discover the glorious magnificence, the beauty of your own soul.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. And can you tell us again how we can get in touch with you?
TheJourney.com. And also you can find a number, because we have offices in Europe, the U.S., Australia, and South Africa. You'll find numbers there. And you can find Journey therapists who can help you. You can get to Journey workshops through that number. And perhaps I'll see you along the road here sometime here in America.
Well, thank you so much, Brannon.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
I'm Anthony Wright, and I've been your host today on Attunement. To order CDs of this and other of my shows, please go to my website, www.attunement.biz. That's attunement.biz, B-I-Z. Or call toll-free 1-877-833-6220. Again, that's 1-877-833-6220. Or in the San Francisco Bay Area, call 415-721-9977. Again, 415-721-9977. This is program number 27.